Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in. Ever feel like you're constantly being pushed around by external forces? Like, you're just reacting to everything instead of actually driving the bus? Today, we're tackling a game changer: embracing autonomy and independence. Because let's be real, true confidence comes from knowing you've got the reins in your own hands. Now, autonomy isn't about becoming some lone wolf hermit living off the grid, though that might sound pretty tempting sometimes. It's about cultivating that inner compass, that unshakable belief in your own judgment and ability to make choices that align with your values. Think of it as this: you're not a leaf tossed around by the wind, you're a mighty oak, standing tall and choosing which way to bend. So how do we actually cultivate this inner freedom? First up, take ownership of your thoughts and reactions. We all have those little voices in our heads, whispering doubts or feeding into anxieties. But here's the thing: you get to choose what you listen to. Practice recognizing those thought patterns, challenge their validity, and replace them with empowering affirmations. Remember, you're not a prisoner of your thoughts, you're the warden. Second, learn to say no without guilt. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and set boundaries. You don't have to be everything to everyone, and constantly pleasing others will only drain your energy and hinder your growth. Think of it this way: saying no to something that doesn't serve you is actually saying yes to yourself. Third, embrace the power of self-reflection. Take time to journal, meditate, or simply sit in quiet contemplation. Really listen to what your inner voice is trying to tell you. What are your passions? What truly brings you joy? Once you understand your values and desires, it becomes easier to make choices that align with them. Fourth, seek out inspiring role models who embody autonomy and independence. Whether it's a historical figure, a mentor in your life, or even someone you admire from afar, learn from their stories and how they navigated challenges while staying true to themselves. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Finally, remember that autonomy is a lifelong practice. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone, but the rewards are immeasurable. Increased confidence, inner peace, and the freedom to live a life that truly reflects who you are. You know that feeling when you're finally able to say no to something that wasn't serving you? Or when you make a decision based on what feels right for you, instead of what others expect? That feeling of empowerment of owning your choices is pure autonomy in action. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you have a friend who constantly asks you to do things last minute, even if it throws off your schedule or priorities. It can be tough to say no, especially if you don't want to hurt their feelings. But here is the thing: saying yes every time just perpetuates the cycle. By practicing saying no assertively and setting boundaries, you're actually doing both yourself and your friend a favor. You're protecting your own time and energy while encouraging them to become more responsible for their own plans. So remember, embracing autonomy isn't about being selfish or isolated, it's about honoring your own needs and creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. It's about having the courage to chart your own course and trust yourself to navigate the journey. And hey, if you find yourself struggling with this, remember you're not alone. We all face challenges when it comes to independence. But by practicing these principles consistently, you can gradually build that inner strength and confidence, one small step at a time. Go out there, earn your choices, and live a life that truly reflects who you are. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the stoic love. I'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of daily virtue. Until then, keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.